you know, now that the excitement of draft weekend is over, how have you settled in to your new surroundings here in Buffalo, and what do you think of the fit with the Bills?
I think I'm settling pretty well. I mean, I'm out there with Coach P in the linebacker room learning a lot, just trying to get the bases down to the day. So I think it was a good first day, just trying to meet the guys and try to settle in and trying to find my role. But I think I have a good fit here.
Is that, you know, the process right now is just diving into the playbook, or, you know, what are you doing right now, I guess?
Yeah, that's the biggest thing for me right now, because, I mean, I maintained my shape throughout this whole process, but I really want to get into the playbook so I can play fast on the field.
What do you think of the defense that whatever you've learned so far, how do you think it fits you?
I think it fits me well. It seems exciting from what I've read so far. There's a lot of blitzes and different packages in there so far that I've learned. So it seems fun because I know we blitz a lot in Louisville, so I'll have fun here too doing it.
How much of a whirlwind has the whole process been, you know, not knowing exactly where you're going to end up and then, you know, finding out it's Buffalo and coming up here?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's kind of been kind of crazy ever since our last bowl game, kind of running around, flying all over the country, visiting different teams. But this is my first visit and my best visit, so I'm glad I got to come here.
Cyrus, how neat is it, maybe if you can reflect upon, to go from where your beginnings in Cameroon to Maryland to Alabama to now being in the NFL? And have you been able to reflect upon your life's journey and the path that you've taken and now to have this opportunity to be a second-round pick in the NFL?
Yeah, it's a tremendous blessing. And all I could do is just accept it as a blessing and keep moving forward and keep progressing and just keep doing what I do.
Now, were your parents from Cameroon? I mean, it's more of a soccer country.
Yes, sir.
Did you grow up playing soccer, and when did football enter your, you know, imagination as a possibility?
Everybody grew up playing soccer where I'm from. I decided to play football to help me pay for my high school. Dematha Catholic High School helped me pay for that. They recruited me, and I thought it was a good school, so I went, and it helped me get through that. And a couple years later, I ended up at Alabama, and now I'm here.
Do you think your soccer background helped you footwork-wise?
I noticed when I was younger, I used to do things with my feet or with my technique that a lot of guys found it harder to do. I guess that has to do with the soccer, but maybe, I guess.
Do you still follow the game? Are you still into it?
I always watch the World Cup out of respect, but not so much like a hardcore soccer guy.
Was it a pretty smooth transition, or how would you describe how that happened?
I don't even remember. I mean, I hear stories like the last time I went back home at Dematha, and they had a reception for me for going to NFL, and they kept telling me stories of how awkward and lost I looked there on the field. Sophomore year, they kept telling me funny stories that I'm too ashamed to tell you guys. But from what I heard, it was a tough transition for me, but I thought it was cool. I didn't know better.
Did you feel lost or awkward at all, or do you just didn't know any better, maybe?
Once in a while. See, the thing is, the like, for example, I'll throw an example out here. My coach said, I used to play defense at first. They said, "Hey, Cyrus, when you feel pressure on this shoulder, you should fight the pressure. You know, fight the pressure. Do the best you can to get the other side of pressure." He went on for 30 minutes explaining me pressure, and I said, "Hey, coach." I pulled my coach aside. I said, "Hey, coach, I'm not trying to be cocky or anything, but I don't feel any pressure." Stuff like that. Like, I was clueless, but I'm glad I got over that.
I think you said, Cyrus, you might have been interviewed by NFL Network or ESPN shortly after you were picked, and one of the questions was, you know, whether you had a chip on your shoulder or something along those lines about getting into the second round, and your answer seemed to indicate that you did. Do you carry that with you, and is that motivation for you?
Well, I feel as if everything happens for a reason, especially since I'm a Christian and my belief says that everything that happens is under God's will for a reason, whether good or bad. And I feel as if me going a second round in a place like Buffalo is perfect for me. You know, it started a fire inside of me that I haven't felt in years, you know, because I felt as if I've been on the top for a long time, and I felt as if I needed that, and I feel as if Buffalo is the perfect spot for me. Because it could help me focus and, you know, help me, you know, work on my craft without a lot of, you know, distractions. So, you know, of course, yeah, I'm happy to be here. I'm really glad that Buffalo picked me up, you know. Chip on my shoulder, yeah, I can say that. You can say that.
Just how much did you know about the Bills, and how much did you get a chance to follow what Kiko Alonso did with the team last year, mm-hmm. and now a chance to be part of this unit?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that much about the previous history. I know like the four consecutive Super Bowls. I know stuff like that because my dad's a big NFL guy, so I know a little bit about the history. Yeah. I watched him at Oregon and saw how he went through that system and how he did his rookie season. And I checked out his stats and watched his highlight tapes and really just watched and see what he did his previous year. And I think he did a great job with the Bills.
You mentioned at one of your earlier answers that this was your first visit and your best. Mm-hmm. Why do you consider it your best?
It just felt really homey when I first got here. I liked all the coaches, and I felt like a really family vibe when I got here. And it was a great visit and all.
Cyrus, you made a visit as well. What was your impression from it?
I really liked it. The family vibe, like he said, it's real. And you know, the first couple the couple days I was here, it's the same stuff. You know, family vibe. Even the players in the locker room is a good family vibe. You know, I don't see anything bad about the character on this team at all whatsoever. I can't even point anything out because it's one of the most friendliest, respectable locker rooms that I've been to my life.
Preston, how upset are you to play with Brandon Spikes, a guy who seems like, he's exactly what you do, same strength, same kind of player in the NFL?
Coach Strong was the first guy who called me after I got drafted, so he told me all about Spikes growing up down there in Louisville. So, I mean, I've always watched his game when I was back in high school, watching him in Florida, and I've always been a fan of Spikes. So to actually play alongside and actually learn from him is going to be a great experience.
Have you talked to him yet at all?
I talked to him a little bit today, but I'm a rookie right now, so they're giving me a little bit of kind of avoiding me a little bit. But I'm sure I'll get some questions answered from him later.
You sort of had the reputation as being a run stuffer first, I guess. Is that accurate? Would you describe that as, strength of your game?
Yeah, I feel it's strength. I mean, I just love making tackles. So if I can do it in a pass game, with whoever has the ball, that's what I'm trying to get. So I feel I'm good in pass coverage as well. So I feel I can be used on either side.
Cyrus, how do you feel about the opportunity to play for a guy like Coach Marone that clearly has a lot of experience on the offensive line, with the offensive line?
I mean, it's always a good feeling to be it's always a good thing to be led by a man of his stature. Nothing but pros playing under him. So I feel as if it's a tremendous opportunity for me to grow as a player under him, and I'm excited for it. I'm looking forward to it.
For either of you guys, the Bills have had their share of struggles record-wise for quite a while now. 14 years without making the playoffs, that's the longest streak in the NFL. You're both coming from winning programs, obviously Alabama with the national championships and everything, but how do you look at that coming into a team that hasn't had nearly as much success as you've been accustomed to in your college careers?
Me personally, I don't know why we haven't been a winning team, but I'm a winner. That's what I do. So I come here with the intention to win games. No matter what, I don't care. I want to win, and I'm going to do what I have to do to win, whether it's motivate whoever, whatever. If I see anything, not right, or see something missing in the team to become characteristics missing of a winning team, because I've been to two winning programs. I lost about, seven games in my life. I know what a winning program looks like, and I know the trends. I've seen trends in a winning program, and I know if I see something that's a little bit off, I'd say something. But, I mean, I have high hopes for this team, I believe in this team. I believe in these men, I see nothing but winners around me. I came here. I saw the attitude on the team, and these guys, they I loved it, It's like everybody's willing to win. Everybody's willing to, willing to have good plays and to work, from what I've seen so far in one day. But we'll see.
Have you had a chance to compare heights and sizes with your fellow new linemen, Chantrell and
Yeah, they're big guys, huge guys. Chantrell's a huge dude. Yeah, I'm looking forward to playing with him.
Been a part of, I mean, in college, I mean, there's a few guys that are that big, but not usually on the same line, so it's, yeah.
I heard we had a really good O-line last year, and that's one of my favorite things, the run block. I'm looking forward to it this year. I feel as if the sky's the limit for this O-line.
So it's just like a case of you don't know what you don't know, but with the draft being 2 weeks later and with everything that an offensive line has to learn, the cohesion they have to develop, is there more urgency to get started and get going because you're coming to Buffalo a couple weeks later than everybody else has been drafted?
Yeah, but I'm a professional now, and I'll get it done. You know, period.
This is for either one of you guys. I mean, playing the NFL is obviously a lifelong dream. So what is it like to now be sitting up there as a member of an NFL organization?
It's just truly a blessing. I mean, it's something that me and my family have always wanted and prayed about since I started playing when I was 5 or 6 years old. So it truly is a tremendous honor to be in the NFL and to play for Buffalo Bills. So I'm just really excited to get to work.
Thank you.